Welcome into another Southern Standpoints. I'm Ed Lane. Right now, Virginia, 4-4 on the year. A lot of upset feelings in Charlottesville after how the Cavaliers started at 4-2, entered the bye week, 2-0 in the ACC. Plenty of optimism surrounding this team. I don't think anyone expected them to go unbeaten in ACC play, but to lose a game in Durham 20-13 where you feel like you have a chance to win and some questionable coaching calls in that one. Then you go to North Carolina and you're leading the game 14-0, then 27-21 in the fourth quarter, and you lose the game because of a third down backdoor pass that gets intercepted. Carolina gets a touchdown. You're caught off guard with the onside kick. Then coming out of a timeout, 12 men on the field that gives Carolina a first down and allows them to run out the clock. All of a sudden, and understandably so, Virginia fans are starting to think, we've heard the same thing again and again. I'm one of them. I think you have a tougher time believing Mike Lennon is the guy going forward. I want to give him another try. I want to see this happen. I would like to see Mike Lennon back in Charlottesville and show that he has what it takes to be the head coach of the Virginia Cavaliers. But I have a tougher time buying it than I have before. I think, thankfully, the way the schedule sets up over the course of the year, at 4-4, Virginia's going to have 5 losses no matter how they slice it, because next week they go to Florida State. They're not winning that game. But the other 3 games are all winnable games, and they're all losable games. Starting this weekend at Georgia Tech, an offense that Virginia struggled to defend, having lost 4 of the last 5. They have Miami coming to town. They've at least won a couple against the Hurricanes over recent years, so certainly Miami's talented. That's after Florida State, and then, of course, they wrap the year up with the Hokies, and they've lost 10 consecutive contests to Virginia Tech. But they're all games that are winnable because they're all 3 of the teams they have left outside of FSU are part of the mediocre ACC Coastal. And I think right now, David Teal, who stopped by the Sports Line, the talk show that I co-host across the Virginia Talk Radio Network earlier this week, I think he was pretty accurate when he assessed where the Virginia Cavaliers are and noted that one way or another, we will have a pretty clear determination of Mike Lennon's fate as the head coach by the end of the season.
Chances are, I think it's going to be pretty clear by season's end. But if we let the season play out, 4-8, 5-7, I think it's going to be pretty clear. 6-6, we may have to have some debate. But I think the die will be cast pretty clearly come season's end.
That's David Teal, DailyPress.com sports writer, assessing Mike Lennon. And I agree. When you look at good teams over the course of a college football season, by and large, they're things that just stand out. Some programs, Florida State, Alabama, Southern Cal in their heydays, teams like that, are just loaded top to bottom. They're going to get a premier coach in there with premier talent, and they're going to be a force every year. There are other programs that may not be quite there, but by and large have enough pieces in place to make it happen. There may be a giant weakness there, but there are also enough strengths to offset that. And some of the other things that you should be looking for in a program, and I think for Virginia, that you need to see are development from season to season. Virginia, let's give credit where it's due, gets a check right there. They're better than last year, where they had 2 wins. Right now, they're 4-4. So right there, having doubled that, they're there. And they've got a win against Louisville, which is pretty good. And they have the chance to pick up a couple of extras over the course of the year. So that is a plus for Virginia. They're better than last year. But the other things that I think either haven't been answered or you don't want to face right now, or if you're trying to give a last chance to see if Mike Lennon can do it, or can you improve from the start of the year to the end of the year? And if you start 4-2, which Virginia did, and you finish 5-7, that means you ended up finishing the end of the year with a 1-5 mark. That's pretty clear that you're not getting better over the course of the season. Much like last year where they ended it on a nine-game losing streak. They didn't get better over the course of the season. Can you also show that you can that you have the ability to make adjustments between games? If you end the season going 1-5, in the previous year you end the season going 0-9, you're not making good adjustments between games. So you'll have a clear answer there. And in-game adjustments. Virginia hasn't gotten blown out in every game last year they lost. They led Duke at half. They were in it against Maryland. They had a chance to beat Miami if you didn't turn the ball over. And Virginia Tech, we all remember the debacle with clock management in Charlottesville a couple of years ago, but also last year with timeout management in Charlottesville. That was a problem. You remember all of those for Virginia. It shows they're in games, but they're not making adjustments between the half as the game progresses for multiple games. And if that continues to show this year, we're going to have our answer because it's possible for Mike London to come back. We'd all like to see it. Jerry Ratcliffe, editor of the Daily Progress, came on the Sports Line earlier this week briefly and will be back on for a more extended stint this afternoon across the Virginia Talk Radio Network. But here's what he had to say, and he believes there is a chance that if things go right, Mike London could be back in Charlottesville next year.
Oh, yeah, there's a very real possibility of that. I think we talked before the season, even at your football gathering down there in late August, that I didn't think it was a specific number that was going to decide whether he's back or not. I think they would definitely want to at least be bowl eligible. But I also, part of me feels that if they win five games and they're very competitive in all the other games and they've shown improvement in most areas, I think there's still a chance that he would keep his job. But I think if they win six games and beat Virginia Tech and Blacksburg, I don't think there's any question that he'll be back.
I agree. I think that's an accurate comment from Charlottesville Daily Progress editor and Virginia columnist Jerry Ratcliffe. If they win six games, then he'll be back. But part of improvement in the necessary areas are the areas we just touched on. And it's not just the improvement of talent and the development of talent from season to season. The coaching staff's done that in Charlottesville, and we've seen that. And we know they can recruit because they brought in some elite prospects. I mean, they brought in a number of 4- and 5-star guys that were not just being considered for Virginia Tech, but were being recruited by other national powerhouses. And Virginia won out on a number of those guys. So yeah, those are absolutely things that we know they can do. But part of that improvement is the coaching staff. And does Virginia have the coaching staff that can improve over the course of the season and over the course of games? And right now, the answer sure appears to be no. But lucky for them, this is a schedule because the ACC is so mediocre that other than the loss that's going to come at Florida State next weekend, there are three games on there where they're going to have every opportunity to prove they can get it done. The thing I fear is something that was tweeted at me, Ed Lane Media, on Twitter, where you can chime in. But a couple of things that came in from some of the listeners and some of our fans. Shane, who's at HOOS2K1, notes, Mike London's tenure is similar to the girl who gives you hope. Maybe a date, makes out, but she's never taking you to the promised land. Mark adds at the Edward Lane page on Facebook, at my Facebook page, Edward Lane. You can friend me, like me, just connect on Facebook. But he adds, can you ever remember a game where Mike London's been outcoached? Even Wahoo Haley, who is the staunch defender, said that this is the game where the Carolina loss this past weekend is the game where I finally start to just doubt that it will ever get better under Mike London. Lucky for Virginia fans, lucky for Mike London, and lucky for those who want to see him succeed, you've got Georgia Tech, Miami, and Virginia Tech, all winnable games. And lucky for those that may want Mike London out the door, or at least, like me, want a clear answer one way or another, you're going to get that too, because they're all winnable games, and if you lose all of those, or you lose two of the three winnable games plus Florida State, you're not getting to 6-6, you're not bowl eligible, and you've got your answer on your head coach right there. So I think, yeah, I think David Teal's right. I think Jerry Ratcliffe is right as well. I think Mike London has the chance to be back next year. The schedule sets up for him to prove that he can, but it will be clear one way or another because if Virginia doesn't get to 6 wins and doesn't beat Virginia Tech, they're not going to have Mike London as their head coach next year, and I don't think you can blame them at that point, given they have allowed Mike London to stick around a couple extra years when the questions have been louder and louder each year. With the Southern Standpoints, I'm Ed Lane.